This VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKeon. The White House says that President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire next month. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, the poisoning of an opposition leader, and allegations that it offered bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the new START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration did make a late bid to extend that treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that state health officials are now complaining that the Trump administration expanded vaccinations for coronavirus to a wider group of people this month without providing enough doses to meet the demand.
Authorities in California, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida, and Hawaii warn their supplies are running out, while New York City is canceling some vaccination events. The head of the Scripps Research Translational Institute says the vaccine rollout has been a major disappointment, calling it a fatal mistake by the Trump administration for not ordering enough vaccine, which was then snapped up by other countries.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. European Union leaders were seeking on Thursday to address the coronavirus concerns and the mounting pandemic's challenges, including increased calls to limit travel and tightening border controls to contain more infectious variants of the disease. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that before an evening leaders' video conference, the European countries needed to take the new mutation found in Britain seriously to avoid a third threat.